You are listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. This is a replay of Sunday, July 17th's Sunday service. Please enjoy the music from Alan and the worship team and the message from Pastor Ripley.
We want to welcome you this morning to Grace Christian Fellowship, and as others are gathering in, we pray that today will be a blessing for each and every one of you. And for those that are listening by radio on 89.1 FM, we pray again a great blessing on each and every person that is gathered together in the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask Sylvia to come and open our service this morning in prayer.
Jesus, I just want to open with a scripture from Ephesians 3, verses 18. It says, "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Lord, we just thank you. You are the God of all hope. Lord, you are the God of love. You are love itself, Lord. You are a holy God. And you are the God who gives us things to look forward to, Lord, from generation to generation, because you are eternal. And we just want to lift our eyes to you today, Jesus. Lord, from our circumstances, from our challenges, our difficulties, from all the things that distract us from seeing you, Lord, we lift our eyes to you, Jesus. We want to see you. And we just ask that you would empower us by your Holy Spirit, Lord, to grasp how wide and long and wide and deep is your love, O God. Lord, we ask that you would just speak to our hearts in a very special way today. And Lord, that our hearts would speak to you, Lord, from the very depths of our being, that we would cry out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. There we go. Would you stand this morning? We're just going to open our hearts to the Lord and give him praise and just worship him and just have a good time with the Lord this morning, right? Amen. Amen.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder? Who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. And you lay down your life. That I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. And you laid down your life. That I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. And worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
And we thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Come, let us worship our King. And come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things. Thank you. Christ, our Savior, your name lifted high, O God. You have done great things.
Praise your name.
Hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, God, unshakable.
Praise this morning. Thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Our God is greater.
Water you turned into wine and opened the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. Into the darkness you shine, and out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. And our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God,
praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Into the darkness,
and into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. Stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, and if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? Stronger, God, you are higher.
Thank you, Jesus, for your greatness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? All will see how great, how great is our God.
Age to age he stands, Godhead three in one, the Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? All will see how great, how great is our God. A name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. The name above all
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated this morning. Thank you, worship team, for leading us. Just want to remind you of some announcements. There's a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary. Continue to be faithful in your giving, and I know God will bless you as He is blessing each and every one of us. Women's prayer and chair will be once a month. I'll let you know when the next date is in August. Tonight at 6:30, there's a hymn sing at the Creston Baptist Church. The following week will be a her sing at the same time. Why should there only be hymn sings? There's got to be her sings, right? Them sings, yes, of course. Thank you. Thank you, brother. That's tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the Creston Baptist Church. This Tuesday, July the 19th, we're going to have a special This and That with Marty Moore from the Justice Center. So we encourage you, if you have a radio, to tune in, whether with just a radio or via our live stream. It will be rebroadcast Thursday, July the 21st, so please keep that in mind. I know this will be an exciting interview. The Justice Center, of course, is the group that is defending moi. See, I know some French. Moi. In November. So please tune in this Tuesday. I know a few more words, and I'll let you know as we move along. No Wednesday Bible studies for July and August, but just a reminder to those that are on the Grace Christian Radio Committee, there's a meeting this Wednesday, July the 20th at 6:30 p.m. Please keep that in mind. And then Thursday, July the 21st, that's this Thursday at 6:30 p.m., is a community meeting with an emphasis on our November municipal elections right here in Creston. And I think we need to be concerned about who gets voted in as mayor of this town and all the councilors. So please, I encourage you, if you can, to be here this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. is our men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. And Sunday, July the 24th, that's next Sunday, will be a fellowship after church, light refreshments, as opposed to heavy refreshments. He's not on the drums, so he can't give me the... You like it. I want to give a little presentation this morning about a new device that we are going to make available to members of the church. If you're a regular attender or if you're coming and you want to consider this your home church, I want to thank... he's right down there, Russ Croker, for helping us with this purchase. And it is a very interesting device. It's a radio, and it's also, there's only one button to press for the radio. And guess which channel is on it? 89.1 FM. You just have to press one button, and bingo, it goes to 89.1 FM. And then there's another button, a blue button, and it gives you the entire New King James Version of the Bible. You can listen to at your leisure the entire New King James Version of the Bible. You can go to different chapters, different verses. And then there's a red button. How many know there's always got to be a red button? And that's for Dr. McGee's teachings on the entire Bible. It is 1,300 lessons, and it takes you from Genesis to Revelation on the blue bus. How many remember the blue bus? Okay, that's only for us here in Ontario. You know, people in Ontario remember the blue bus. If you get on the blue bus, and it takes you from Genesis to Revelation, 1,300 studies on this red button. So this is an incredible little radio, and you don't need batteries, because if you flip it over, there's a solar panel. And you just put it in the sun, and it will just charge it back up again. So you can be way up on Mount Thompson without any electricity. And you just put it in the sun, and bingo! It charges back up again. So I just think this is an incredible little device. We haven't determined yet what the price is. It'll be under $500. It'll be under $500, but quite a bit under $500. But anyway, I think it's just an incredible little device, and it enables you to have the Bible with you at all times. You can plug in a little headset, and you can listen to it at your own leisure. So please keep that in mind. You know, when I was in Toronto, we would have these conferences, and people would ask me, how many people in your church? You know, they always seem to ask that question. And I would say, under 1,000. I wasn't lying. It was under 1,000. So these devices are under $500. So just keep that in mind. What? Oh, you can charge it on USB. Okay, so there is an opportunity to charge it on USB. Thank you very much, Brother Russ. Well, we're going to give you a chance to move around and shake some hands, get free from my crazy jokes, and just get a chance to fellowship one with another. Let's stand this morning. Let's move around and shake somebody's hand. Thank you very much, musicians. Praise God. If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. I want to share for a few moments this morning on the power of an encouraging word. The power of an encouraging word. How many need encouragement this morning? Can I see your hand? Encouragement means more courage to do what God is calling us to do in this hour. And God has called us to be encouragers. Not only to receive encouragement, but to give encouragement. You know, even if you're discouraged and you encourage someone else, you get encouraged. Hello? That's true. Father, I thank you for your word this morning. And I pray, Lord, as we go through these verses, that you will speak to us, that you will minister to us, you will touch us, you will break the yokes. Lord, I pray this morning that someone who is heavy-hearted will leave this place liberated and loosed and freed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm going to give you all the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25. Anxiety in the heart of a person can cause depression. I know it says man there, but I want to include all the women as well. Yeah. How many know there are a lot of people dealing with anxiety? Or we could reclassify that word as worry. People are worried. You say, well, there's nothing to be worried about. There's a lot of things to be worried about. Let's start with inflation. They're predicting that inflation is going to rise to 8% in the next few months. And it's going to stick around, they say, whoever they are, till 2023. An inflation rate of 8%. Think about that. Every time you go in to the grocery store, something has gone up in price. And you don't have to look very far when you fill up your car. That's right. It's shocking how much it costs to fill your tank. How many know that's true? And we don't know what's going to happen in September.
Right. Watch out.
Because they're encouraging you not just to get your first shot and your second shot and your booster and another booster. Let's hold back with the booze this morning. And we don't know how that is going to play out over the days and months and years ahead. We don't know what the situation is going to be. And so that creates anxiety. And of course, we also have these climate, so-called climate emergencies. Fires spreading all over the world. And so these things, as well as personal issues. How many know people have personal issues. Because when anxiety begins to build, it looks for a way out. The pressure begins to build. And people turn to all kinds of things like alcohol and drugs, addictions of every sort, to try to relieve the pressure and the pain that people are feeling on the inside. How many know that's real?
It is.
And you know, people can cover it up pretty good.
Yeah.
How are you doing today? Oh, I'm on the top of the world. But they're really deep in the valley. The Bible says anxiety in the heart of man can cause depression. Or another translation says it weighs you down. Like everywhere you go, you're carrying a bucket of bricks. And depression is a horrible existence to live through. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
And we have so many that are battling this. Even in the church.
Come on, preach it now.
Even in the church. But look at the latter portion of this verse. But a good word, a word in season, a word that comes from the heart of Almighty God. Hallelujah. A word carried along by the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Can make someone glad.
Amen.
Cheer them up. Encourage them. Hallelujah. And friends, that's what we need in this hour. We need to encourage one another in the things of God. Hallelujah. We need to be sensitive to the Spirit of God, that when that word enters into our hearts, it's not just to encourage us, but to bless someone else. Hallelujah. A good word. You know, it's amazing how one word can either bring you down or lift you up. How many know that's true? Something can either cause you to begin to do a nosedive or begin to lift higher in the name of Jesus. We want a word from God coming from your mouth that's going to lift the brothers and sisters higher in the things of God. Hallelujah. Let's give you an example of what I'm talking about this morning. Acts chapter 4, verse 36. And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated a son of encouragement. Oh, hallelujah. A son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. You know, that's what we need in the body of Christ. Sons and daughters of encouragement. Hallelujah. You know, whenever there was a problem or a difficulty, they would send Barnabas, and he would go into a town or a village or to a church or to a congregation, and he would have a word to build them up, hallelujah, to exhort them in the name of Jesus. I want to ask you this morning, when's the last time you encouraged someone? When's the last time that you picked up the phone and were a son or daughter of encouragement and said, listen, I want to tell you something this morning. God has placed something in my spirit for you. God has spoken to me through his word, and I want to share it with you. Glory be to God. It's going to build you up. It's going to encourage you. Now let me just say something about encouragement. It's not flattery.
No.
Encouragement is not flattery. Saying what someone else wants to hear. Man, you're looking good today. You're fine. It's almost like a used car salesman, you know. This is a beauty. Fresh off the market. Why don't you go around all sides and kick the tires? You kick one of them and the fender falls off. And the used car salesman, don't worry about that. We'll repair that before you buy it. And it turns out to be a lemon. We're not talking about flattery this morning. We're not talking about saying things just to make someone feel good. We're talking about something that comes from the Spirit of the living God that breaks the yoke in somebody's life and sets them totally and completely free in the name of Jesus. Can you shout amen, somebody? You know, we always want to be encouraged. But do we do any encouraging? That's the question I want to ask you today. Is we always are, you know, some people sit in their houses waiting for the phone to ring so that somebody can encourage them. But friends, there comes a time where God says you pick up the phone and you dial the number, hallelujah, and you encourage someone. You know, we don't just pray for ourselves. We don't just read the Bible for ourselves. We pray and read, yes, to draw close to God, but to receive something that we can bless someone else with.
That's a good word.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I think we need to do more about that. You know, Pastor Raff preached a little while back about koinonia, about coming together in fellowship with one another and building each other up and encouraging each other. Friends, that's what I'm talking about this morning. Having a word in season that can bless, hallelujah, and minister to somebody. It's not just for your enjoyment. Let me give you an example of what Barnabas did. In Acts chapter 11, verse number 19. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only. You say, well, I'm shy. You know, I'm a little introverted. We can't allow anything to stop us from blessing and ministering to somebody else. Are you hearing me this morning? God has not called us to be an island unto ourselves. I want to say that again. God has not called us to be an island unto ourselves. He that refreshes another, himself shall be refreshed. That's what the Bible says. The pain that you're going through, the healing that you want to receive is going to come as you reach out and bless someone else. You know, sometimes in the midst of our deepest pain, God gives us a word for somebody else. And we get blessed. We get ministered to. But some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, verse 20, who when they had come to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem. And they sent out the cantankerous Billy Bob. That old Billy Bob that never has a good word to say about anybody. It's too hot. It's too cold. The song service is too long. It's too short. The car is too fast. It's too slow. It's cloudy. I wish it would rain. Too much rain. Are you hearing what I'm saying this morning? That's not who they sent out. They sent out an encourager. Hallelujah. Barnabas, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hope there's no Billy Bobs here this morning. And they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. And when he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them. Hallelujah. You don't know how that phone call can change somebody's life. Are you hearing me? The timing of that call is everything in the spirit. Are you listening to me this morning? That call comes just at the right time. When someone is going to turn left, when God says turn right, and the Holy Spirit uses you as a booster, glory to God, to send energy from the Spirit of God into their life. Woe is me, for I am undone. I got such a bad life. Friends, compared to most of the world, we live in luxury. Are you hearing me this morning? We need to cancel all the pity parties. We need to get rid of all the balloons that have been set up for those parties and get on God's track of encouragement and bless somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, encouragement doesn't have to be complicated. Well, you know, in the Greek, it doesn't have to be. It can be just one word. It can just be two words. Keep going. Hallelujah. Right. Don't give up. Three words. Into your spirit that can change everything. Praise the name of Jesus. And there's a group that need to be encouraged today, let me tell you, and that's our young people. They need a word from God to bless them and to minister to them, because there are so many attacks of the enemy upon their souls. And he encouraged them to build up their bank account. No, that's not what it says. He encouraged them all that with purpose of heart, they should continue with the Lord. Another translation says, stay true to God. And in case you haven't noticed, there's an attack on the church. There's an attack on the Word of God. There's an attack on the principles of God's Word. And there's so many Christians that are getting discouraged and saying, you know what? This is not working out for me. Those are the ones that we need to pour encouragement upon and say, don't give up. Stay true to God. He's going to bless you. He's going to embrace you. There could be someone here in this room today that feels down in the dumps because things are not working out. And they need an encouraging word from God. They need to be blessed. Here, Barnabas encourages them with purpose of heart that they should continue with the Lord, no matter how difficult it gets, no matter how trying the circumstances are, no matter how difficult the test is, we need to remain faithful to God.
Yes,
we need to keep on marching. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. We need to keep on marching. We don't go by our feelings. We go by faith in what God has said. You know, we all get discouraged.
That's true.
Not me, of course. I never get discouraged. That's not true. That's like the lady was talking to her husband and she was saying, you know, let's go to church. And her husband said, I don't feel like going. I'm so discouraged and I'm so down. And so, come on, honey, let's go to church. And finally, you know, the wife got frustrated. She said, you're the pastor. You've got to go. And you know, I've been in that situation, so I know what that story's all about. We all get down. That's why we need encouragement. That's why we all. Sometimes we think someone looks so spiritual, they don't need any encouragement. But you don't know what they're going through. You don't know what's happening in their lives. Unless they've shared it with you, there are some deep things that they're struggling with and they need to be encouraged. Don't go by outward expression. Go by the leading of the Holy Spirit. If God sends you to someone, go to them and encourage them in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One last verse before I get to my main message. Ephesians chapter 4, one verse, verse 29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. That's from the New King James. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. I want that to sink in for a minute. Because I think sometimes there is some corruption that proceeds from our lips. And God is not pleased with it. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary, I like the word necessary, necessary edification. Another translation says, help others become stronger. Help others become stronger in their faith. Say, listen, You need to come to Bible study. Listen. God is doing a fresh work in your life. Let Him do His work. Yield to the Holy Spirit. That's what we try to do here every Sunday, is to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. To not give up on God. To go deeper, hallelujah. Higher heights and deeper depths, oh glory to God. Not a surface relationship, but you want everything that God has for you. Oh, hallelujah. Some people feel guilty when they get blessed. We need not to feel guilty when we get blessed. God wants to bless His children. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. He wants to bless you. He wants to pour in the oil and the wine of the Holy Spirit. Oh, just give me a cup, a little teaspoonful, Lord. I'm not worthy. I'm just a worm crawling in the dust. No, if you're going to live for God, you're going to need it all. You're going to need your cup to overflow. As Psalm 23 says, let my cup, oh glory to God. Hallelujah. Someone says, Pastor, why do you get so excited about? Hey, listen. If you can't get excited about the Word of God, what can you get excited about? Are you hearing me today? People jump all over the place when the Blue Jays hit a home run or the Toronto Maple Leafs, God forbid, would ever win the Stanley Cup. But friends, I've got news for you that's bigger than that. This book is directly from the throne room of heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. That it may impart grace to the hearers. Another translation says, simply be an encouragement. You say, you know, I'm not really good at this encouraging thing. Amen. This is where we need to step out in faith. And when God begins to work in us and give us something to say, to minister to somebody else, I would suggest we start at home.
Oh!
Okay. That... That was the right timing, I think. Thank you, sister. I would suggest we start at home and practice at home. Encourage your wife. Encourage your husband. Encourage your children. Encourage the neighbor. Encourage, 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 encourage. Have you ever, just as I conclude, if I can, have you ever met a nitpicker? If you have, can I see your hand? Okay. Nitpicking away. You can never do anything good. Some of you are laughing, but there's some truth to this. We nitpick away instead of encouraging.
That's so true.
You know, you can catch more, what is it, flies with honey? Well, how does that go? Vinegar, whatever. I regret the opportunities I had to encourage my kids when I could have. And yet I still can. This can be a new day. A new day of encouragement. Hallelujah. Put aside the nitpicking for an eternity. And instead, encourage someone. You would be surprised how that could change our lives and the lives of others. A word in season, a blessing to someone, so that they can continue on in their journey. Will you bow your heads this morning? Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you today for the opportunity that you have given to us to be vessels that your Spirit can flow through. This is that moment in time, Lord. If there ever was a moment, it's now. That we need to encourage each other. Not to give up. Not to turn back. But to press on. To press in. To press through. Lord, I pray that this message would resonate in every heart and every life in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that even beginning today, that you would begin to put words in our spirits, Lord. Things for which we can bless our brothers and sisters in Christ. As we spend time in prayer, as we spend time in the Word, you're speaking to us, but you're also putting truths in our hearts that can bless someone else. Father, I just pray this morning, I pray, oh God, for this town and this valley, for a mighty wind of the Spirit to blow across this beautiful place, that many hearts and many lives would be changed and transformed by the power of God. Lord, I pray for the witnessing teams as they go out into this community, that you would give them the words to speak to those that are on the streets of Creston. Bless them, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Can we have the worship team come this morning as we come to the end of this service? I don't know if you know that song, Victory, Victory Shall Be Mine. Do you know that one? Okay. Victory in Jesus? How about the hymn, Victory in Jesus? That's a good one. We'll just sing a couple of... Let's stand this morning. We're going to sing a hymn. Not a her, but a hymn.
I heard an old story. How a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his warning of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeemed. his due hand. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
What's the first word?
Old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me.
Hallelujah!
I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory.
Do you believe it this morning?
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. And he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Heard about his healing,
of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. And he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen.
Give God praise. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you this morning. Take a moment to greet somebody and tell them that you're planning on encouraging them soon. God bless you this morning as you leave this house. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you this week.
Thank you for listening to our Sunday service. Have an amazing rest of your day. God bless.